And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin. Good morning, Rabbi.
And good morning, Ilan. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing good, thank God.
Good. So, Parshat Shoftim.
Parshat Shoftim, that's right. And it's interesting because it's an interesting Torah portion which talks about judges. And, you know, there's a lot of things that it talks about in the Torah portion. And one of the things is that Moses instructs the people of Israel to appoint judges and law enforcement offices in every city. And he says, justice, justice shall you pursue. And that's what he has commanded them. And you have to administer the judgment without any corruption or favoritism. And the crime jail must be investigated, and you should have a minimum of 2 incredible witnesses. And in every generation, Moses says that there will be those entrusted with the task of interpreting and applying the laws of the Torah. And according to the laws that they will teach you and the judgment that they will instruct you, you shall do. And you shall not turn away from the thing that they say to you to the right nor to the left. Those are the instructions that Moses was giving the people that were going to be judges. As well as the parsha, you know, talks about the prohibitions against idolatry and the appointment and the behavior of a king, the cities of refuge, and a lot of different other ideas that it talks about. Now, this thing, because, you know, you walk down or you drive down by strip malls or stores and you see people that are standing outside with these big wooden signs or these plastic signs, come here, go to this store, we have great deals, or so on and so forth.
Promotion.
Right. And I remember walking by and I saw this guy standing at the entrance of a strip mall, and his front and back were covered by identical cardboard signs advertising an absolutely, you know, fantastic sale by the one of the stores in the mall. And he was there for many, many hours. I remember driving someplace and coming all the way back and still many times, you know, saw that there were empty water bottles lying in front of his feet. So, you know, when you go through these things, it says in the Torah, you know, every time that you do something, you know, you drive by somewhere or you see something, you know, it should start getting you thinking. So it got me thinking, and it says, you know, I was thinking that even if this person, you know, was being paid only minimum wage, it would almost be certainly be more economical for the store owner to go to Kinko's or Staples and order a nice big standard print sign and have that standing there. Why the need for the human advertisement? You know, motorists are driving by, they drive slowly, they get a look, and some people then even turn into the mall entrance. So it's interesting to think about is that why do people invest so much money in these types of things? So apparently, what I would think is that living, breathing signs are worth the extra cost. And I'm almost positive, and you would probably agree with me, that no businessman is going to just be giving out money for people to stand out there if it wasn't worth his while. He's not spending any extra money. So it's an interesting fact. Why did he just put a big sign, and why did he really go and hire people to do it? You know, in no less than 4 places, the Torah discusses the laws of the city of refuge. It's a safe haven established for those who are guilty of manslaughter, and where they can escape the wrath of the vengeful people that want to kill him. They kill the father or someone by accident or so on. And perhaps the reason why the Torah chooses to repeat this law several times is due, I think, to one of the powerful and eternal lessons that this mitzvah teaches us. Because, you know, everyone is haunted and persuaded by past indiscretions, as well as unhealthy and unspiritual tendencies. But there is a safe haven to which we can escape and find, you know, security. As our sages tell us, that the words of Torah are a refuge. That through thoroughly immersing ourselves, exiling ourselves within the teachings of the Torah, we're granted that we will be successful and we'll be able to successfully fend off all the impulses that haunt, come our way. And the Torah instructs us to prepare the road that leads to the cities of the refuge. And the Talmud, the Gemara, explains that this is imperative upon the community to ensure that the roads leading to the cities remain maintained and unobstructed. And furthermore, that every crossroads must have a prominent sign directing the person to the city of refuge, to Arei Miklat. We need to be signed. Now, people say, well, why? I'm going to stand out there. People are going to look at me funny. And so for our chance acquaintances, people that we might see once, for our friends, for our children, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained the contemporary lesson that this detail of the law offers is that what it is our duty to stand at life's crossroads with the large arrow sign. And we should not be embarrassed. We should tell everyone that this is the way to the refuge. That here's the Torah. Here's how you live it. Here's how you find peace and tranquility. So what do we have to be? We need to be signs. We need to be signs for our friends. We need to be signs for our one-time person that we might see. We need to be signs for our children. So, ultimately, we can rarely go to a print store and print up posters. We can buy books for our children and teach them the proper path. We can use, wonderful words to persuade them of the beauty of the Torah. Or we can be living signs. Now, obviously, if we're going to be living signs, it does come with deeper commitment. And it could be mean, it could be, that it means that we stand in the heat for hours. But living signs cause heads to turn. No other advertisement can ever do that. And if we're not, the saying is we've got to live by example. If we're not going to be able to give our kids or our friends the thing, the way that they're supposed to live, the way that they're supposed to be, and we're not going to be the living sign, we could explain whatever we want our child, our friend to be, but what's going to happen at the end of the day is that we're not going to be the living sign. We're just going to be, what happens to be a cardboard sign, which might not get too many people's heads turning. Yeah. And that's why the Torah repeats so many times, at least for sure four that we know, that I can think of right now, that talks about the city of refuge. And how important it is that we can help people find refuge. We can help people find comfort and refuge in their Judaism, in their Torah, in their mitzvah, in their place of worship, their synagogue, their shul that they go to, that they should feel comfortable, that they should feel this is a place that they can go to discuss with God. And that's what the Torah teaches us. And that's, I think, a phenomenal lesson that we can learn from this week's Torah portion.
That's nice. And Rabbi, services at Sha'arei Shamayim.
Services are Friday evening, 7 p.m. And we have service Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. As well as Sunday, 8:15 a.m. in the morning, followed by breakfast. In the Sha'arei Shamayim, in the parents' house, we have service Monday and Thursday at 7:15. 7:15. And it's a good way to start the day off and start working on a good note.
Okay. So I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. You too. And looking forward to talking next week.
Same here.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye.